Hey Celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more celebrity facts with me, Leisha Lang. Last week I spoke about Tommy Innit. This week I'm talking about the singer Ariana Grande. So let's get started. Ariana Grande was born on the 26th of June 1993 in Boca Raton, Florida. Her family moved to New York to Florida before her birth, and her parents separated when she was 8 or 9 years old. At the age of 8, she sang the Star Spangled Banner at the Florida Panthers home game against the Chicago Blackhawks on the 16th of January 2002. When she first arrived in Los Angeles, California to meet with her managers, she expressed a desire to record a R&B album with the cast in the Nickelodeon television show Victorious, along with 13-year-old co-star Elizabeth Gillies in 2009. In the sitcom set at a performing arts high school, she played the adorably dim-witted Cat Valentine. In December 2011, Ariana released her first single, Put Your Hearts Up, which was recorded in a potential teen or a dated pop album that was never issued. After 4 seasons, Victorious was never renewed, with the finale airing in February 2013. Ariana starred as Snow White in the pantomime-style musical theatre production A Snow White Christmas with Caroline Tilton and Neil Patrick Harris. She recorded the duet Almost Is Never Enough with Nathan Skies of The Wanted, which was released in a promotional single in August 2013. Ariana performed the song at the opening 2014 MTV Music Awards and won Best Pop Video for Problem. Ariana and Nicki Minaj provided guest vocals on Bang Bang, the lead single from Jessie J's album Sweet Talker, which peaked at number 1 in the UK and reached number 3 in the US. Ariana released a Christmas song called Stand to Tell Me as a single from the issue of her first Christmas EP, Christmas Kisses. She later released the 5th and final single from My Everything and One Last Time, which peaked at number 13 in the US. In February 2015, Ariana embarked on her first worldwide concert tour, The Honeymoon Tour, to further promote My Everything, which shows in North America, Europe, Asia and South America. Grande released Dangerous Woman on the 20th of May 2016, which debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200. It also debuted at number 2 in Japan and at number 1 in several other markets, including Australia, the Netherlands, Ireland, Italy, New Zealand and the UK. Ariana recorded the title track for the soundtrack of the 2017 live-action remake of Disney's 1991 animated film Beauty and the Beast. The recording was released as a duet with American singer John Legend in February 2017. On May 22nd, 2017, she did a concert at Manchester Arena. Unfortunately, at the end of her concert, a man detonated a bomb in the foyer of the arena, sadly losing 22 people. Ariana's second single from Thank You Next, Seven Rings, was released on January 18, 2019 and debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Pop 100 for the week of February 2nd, becoming her second single in a row and overall to the top chart. In June 2019, Grande announced that she would co-execute produce the soundtrack of the films Charlie Angels and collaboration with Miley Cyrus and Lana Del Rey, titled Don't Call Me Angel, was released as the lead single on September 13, 2019. In January 2020, Grande received multiple nominations at the 2020 iHeartRadio Music Awards, including Female Artist of the Year. Grande's sixth studio album, Positions, was released in October 30, 2020. It debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200, becoming Grande's 5th and number 1 album. On August 25th, 2023, Grande released a reissue of her studio album, Yours Truly, the 10th Anniversary Edition. On December 9th, 2023, Grande and Jennifer Hudson made a special surprise appearance on stage to sing the Old Santa remix at Mariah Carey's show and the Madison Square Garden of her Merry Christmas One and All tour. So now you know about Ariana Grande. I'm honestly so proud of her, of what she's done so far, and I cannot wait to see what she does in the future. I would love to see her live one day. Next time, I'm going to talk about a cute little girl called Riley Scott. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care.